Hi, my name is Holden Harris, and I live in Louisiana, which is in the southern portion of the United States. If you've ever looked at a United States map, you'll see at the very bottom there's a state which is in the shape of a boot. And if you've ever heard of Texas, it's just to the right of Texas. That's where I live. And I recommend if you ever come to the United States, check it out. It's a great place, a lot of great southern culture. Now today we're going to talk about three phrasal verbs you can use, and these are strike off, blow away, and ask out. So I'm going to go through each of these individually. I'm going to give you some definitions of them, and I'm going to give you some example sentences so that you can see how they can be used and you can apply them to whatever situation you have in your life. Okay, so let's talk about the first one, which is strike off. So strike off has three different definitions. The first is to remove somebody or something's name from something. Okay, so listen to this sentence. I struck Katie's name off the party guest list because she said she would not be able to attend. So imagine a situation where I'm going to have a party, and sometimes when people have a party, they have a list of names of people who are going to attend or people who have received an invitation to this party. Okay, so I invite many people, and I have one person named Katie. But Katie calls me and says, hey, I cannot attend your party. I'm sorry. I have something to do. And so I take a pen and I make a mark over her name. I scratch her off or I strike her off. So again, this definition is to remove somebody or something's name from something. In this case, it's a list, my party guest list. Okay, so the second definition I have for strike off is to go in a particular direction in a way that shows energy or determination. Okay, so there is some movement involved in this. And the example sentence I have for this is, they struck off across the ocean in their sailboat without supplies. Okay, so imagine that we have some sailors who are in a sailboat and they're gonna travel across the ocean, okay? So when they strike off, they're just beginning to go. They're gonna sail across the ocean. So I'm talking about the beginning of their travel. It can also be strike off, in this case, like a departure, the beginning of an adventure, okay? So these sailors are striking off. The third definition I have for you is to remove something with a sharp blow or to cut something off, okay? And this is pretty simple. An example that I have for you is Jason struck off the dead branches with an axe. Okay, you can even see this tree right here next to me. It actually has some branches which are kind of dying, and eventually what I'll do is maybe I'll cut them off, I'll strike them off. And that's exactly what happens in this example sentence. Jason has maybe a dead tree or a bush with some dead branches, and he's gonna strike them off somehow with an axe, maybe some clippers, but he's gonna cut them off, okay? So those are the three definitions of strike off. Again, they are to remove somebody or something's name from something, to go in a particular direction in a way that shows energy or determination, and the third, to remove something with a sharp blow or to cut something off, okay? So let's move on to our second phrasal verb, which is blow away. So blow away has many definitions. I'm going to go over three of them. And, the first one that I'm going to talk about is a little bit grim, so just bear with me. But it's very common to say that blow away means to kill. Okay, so like I said, kind of dark, kind of grim. But listen to this sentence. It says, the criminal took out his gun and blew the police officer away. Okay, so here it's pretty basic. We have a criminal, he takes out his gun, he shoots a police officer and kills him. Okay, so any kind of violence like that where someone kills another person, you can say that they blow them away, especially with a gun, because with a gun there's usually a bang sound, and it's just kind of like, it's very, almost as if someone is hit by the wind when they fall to the ground. So it's kind of like blowing away, which we'll get to that in our third definition. But, so, yeah, to kill, it could mean that. The second definition I have for you is to beat rivals or competitors by a large margin. So, this is something that I came into contact with playing soccer. Here in the example sentence I have for you, the enemy team completely blew us away during the soccer match, okay? So, in this case, we have a soccer match where, let's say that I'm playing against an enemy team, and the enemy team completely just beats us so badly. Maybe they score 24 points and we score 0. That is being blown away. Like, they just completely dominate us. They beat us so badly, okay? So you can be blown away in sports, especially, or other different kinds of competitions that you have. That's being blown away. And another one that's really common is blow away can also mean to impress greatly. Okay, if you do something or someone else does something that impresses you, like you could just feel blown away. Again, think of it as just being like hit by the wind, like, wow, you know, the wind hit me. I'm just blown away. Which there's another definition. You can also, we won't talk about that today, but you know, the wind can blow things away. But the example that I have for you here, Trey's math skills blew us away. He's a genius. Okay. So let's say that I have a friend named Trey, and he is just so good at math. Like he can calculate anything in his mind, stuff that I could never calculate. Like I'm just thinking, wow, how does he do this? This is so crazy. Amazing. You know, his skill level is so amazing. You know, I just feel blown away, okay? So I'm impressed. And that is another way that blow away can be used. So let's look at the three definitions. Again, blow away can mean to kill, kind of depressing. It can also mean to beat rivals or competitors by a large margin, to significantly stomp, I guess, so to speak, the enemy team, to, you know, have a high score and they have a low score. Or it can also mean to impress greatly, to do something that is just so unexpected, so amazing. So that's blow away. So let's get on to our last phrasal verb, which is ask out. Okay? Now, ask out is it's pretty basic because there's only one definition for this. While the other two I talked to you about, they have multiple definitions, this really only has one definition, only one way that you can use it. And the definition is to ask someone to be your girlfriend or boyfriend, or to invite someone for a date because you want to start a romantic or sexual relationship with them. So basically, it's, you know, immediately trying to ask someone to have a relationship or trying to do something to create a relationship with them. Okay, so you'll see in these examples that I'm going to give you. So the most basic one that I could think of is, here's an example sentence. I asked Jamie out yesterday. I asked Jamie out yesterday. So this simply means that I asked Jamie to be my girlfriend. So in real life, what I would do is maybe I go to a girl named Jamie and I say, "Hey Jamie, will you go out with me?" That's how you know, we would say it. Or in other terms, "Jamie, would you be my girlfriend?" So you're trying to start a relationship with them, okay? So again, that falls under the definition to ask someone to be your girlfriend or boyfriend. So you know, especially I think during junior high, middle school, and high school, that's kind of the terms that people use. Like if they go to someone, "Hey, will you go out with me?" That, you know, that's asking someone out, asking them to be your girlfriend or boyfriend. Okay. Another example sentence I have for you with the same definition is, Jarrell is looking for a girlfriend, but he is afraid to ask anyone out. Okay? So it's the same thing. Jarrell wants a girlfriend, but he's too scared. He doesn't have the confidence maybe he's a little bit shy to ask someone to be his girlfriend, so He doesn't do it. He's just too afraid to ask someone out. You know, so he steps away from that. He doesn't do it. Okay? But also, now in this situation, this is more of how you would say talking about a date. Okay? So remember, ask out can mean to ask someone to be your girlfriend or boyfriend, but also to invite someone for a date because you want to start a romantic relationship with them. So again, you can be asking them, you know, directly, or you can just be trying to get, you know, go in that direction of becoming a girlfriend or boyfriend. So here's one. I'm excited. Alan asked me out on a date to the movies today. Okay, so pretend that a girl, you know, is excited because a boy named Alan said, "Hey, will you go to the movies with me today? Will you go on a date with me?" So that is asking them out. You're asking them to go out with you somewhere, okay, in plain speaking, okay? So again, ask out is to ask someone to be your girlfriend or boyfriend or to invite someone for a date because you want to start a romantic or sexual relationship with them, okay? So those are the three phrasal verbs I wanted to talk to you about today. Again, strike off, which has multiple definitions, basically meaning maybe you have a piece of paper, you remove someone's name from something, or if you're going on an adventure, you strike off in that direction to go on an adventure, or also if you remove something by cutting it off, like this tree right here. Also, remember blow away, which can mean to kill, bang, or to beat someone in a soccer game or basketball by a very, very large margin, or also to just impress someone greatly. Maybe I make 100 on my test. And then the last we just talked about, which I won't go into depth on, but ask out, to ask someone to be your girlfriend or to ask them out on a date, okay, to start a relationship with someone. So those are the three phrasal verbs I wanted to talk to you about. I hope that you were able to learn something. It's been my pleasure to try to teach you, and you know, I will see you later.